BBC News with Julie Candler. The new interim president of Ukraine, Alexander Turchynov, has said Ukraine wants to return to the path of closer integration with the European Union. The former Speaker of Parliament was appointed interim president a day after Parliament voted to remove Viktor Yanukovych from office in the face of mass protests. David Stern reports from Kiev on Mr. Turchynov's television address.
Mr. Turchynov said Ukraine was ready for a relationship based on a new, equal, and good neighborly footing with Russia, but also one that took into account his country's European choice. He also said he hoped Ukraine's path to European integration would be confirmed in the country's early presidential election set for May 25th. Russian officials have called the Ukrainian opposition's assumption of power illegal and said it will delay a $2 billion loan to the country. On Sunday, Susan Rice, the U.S. National Security Advisor, said it would be a grave mistake if Russia were to send troops into Ukraine to defend its interests.
President Putin of Russia and the German Chancellor Angela Merkel have discussed the situation in Ukraine. Protests against the ousted President Yanukovych began in November after he abandoned a partnership deal with the European Union in favour of closer ties with Russia. From Berlin, Steve Evans reports.
Chancellor Merkel spoke to President Putin on the phone, and her spokesman said afterwards that the two had agreed that what they called the territorial integrity of Ukraine should be maintained. The spokesman in Berlin said that the two leaders wanted an effective government for the whole country in place quickly. Germany's trying to act as a broker in the conflict to try to assuage Russian fears that it wouldn't be threatened if Ukraine moved closer to the European Union.
Human rights groups in Syria say that Abu Khalid al-Suri, a senior rebel commander linked to al-Qaeda, has been killed in a suicide attack. Here's Jim Muir.
According to rebel and activist sources, Abu Khalid al-Suri was among several people who died when a suicide bomber, possibly two, penetrated his headquarters in Aleppo and detonated a deadly explosion. He was a leader and co-founder of one of the biggest and most effective Islamist rebel groups, Ahrar al-Sham. But he was also believed to be the main representative in Syria of the global al-Qaeda leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, who took over after Osama bin Laden was killed. Abu Khalid al-Suri, whose real name is believed to have been Muhammad Baha'i, was a veteran al-Qaeda operative who's reported to have fought the Americans in both Afghanistan and Iraq and to have worked closely with Osama bin Laden.
Prosecutors in Egypt have accused the ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi of leaking state secrets to Iran's Revolutionary Guards. The charge was made during the second hearing of his trial for espionage. His supporters say the accusations are politically motivated. World News from the BBC. The American Secretary of State John Kerry has condemned recent attacks in Nigeria by the Islamist group Boko Haram. In a statement, Mr. Kerry said such violence was horrific, wrong, and had no place in the world. He pledged American support for the Nigerian authorities against the group, which the US has designated as a terrorist organization. The Thai Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra has condemned attacks on opposition protesters over the weekend, which have left three people dead, two of them children. She described the killings as terrorist acts with no regard for human life. A four-year-old boy was one of those who died when a grenade exploded outside a shopping centre in Bangkok. The Winter Olympics have ended in the Russian resort of Sochi with a glittering closing ceremony. The costliest Olympics ever ended with a spectacular display of fireworks. Russia came top of the medals table with 13 golds. Richard Conway was there to watch.
2014 года, Сочи.
16 days of sporting glory for Russia have drawn to a close in spectacular style. Despite the national shame of losing in the quarter-final stage of the ice hockey, 13 goals and 33 medals in total meant Russia finished at the top of the medal table. At the closing ceremony for the Games, the host nation basked in the reflected glory of its athletes when the final medals were awarded to the three Russian skiers who dominated the men's 50-kilometre cross-country event, emblems of the country's winter sports resurgence. The president of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, has hailed Sochi as a special experience.
The oldest known survivor of the Nazi Holocaust, Alice Herzsommer, has died in London. She was 110. Originally from Prague, Miss Herzsommer, who was Jewish, spent 2 years in a Nazi concentration camp. Recently, a film was made about her life, which has been nominated for Best Short Documentary at next month's Academy Awards. BBC News.